Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, salutations, and hello, hello, hello to all. Thank you for listening. This is Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. So glad you joined us or you're downloading it or whatever you're doing. We're so glad you listen. I'm Ellen Hartwell, your host. And before we start our show about accepting, I'm not going to do my rant because you know what it is. You've listened to the show long enough to know wear a mask, social distance, get vaccinated if you can, blah, blah, blah. What I want to say instead of all that, which I just said, is pay attention to what is going on around you and see if you can find a place within you to think outside the box. We get into our ruts. We get into our own way of thinking, and it's hard to get out of that. I know that's true for me. And I try to stretch and be open at the top and say, well, what about this? Can I look at this without a jaundiced eye and say, I really don't think I agree with that, but let me research it. Let me look into it. Because when we stop thinking, ladies and gentlemen, and stop stretching and stop investigating, we're going to hurt ourselves and others. So let's just try that for a while, okay? I will. Will you? Without further ado or a don't, my co-host, my friend and my mentor, someone that I respect and have come to love as a dear friend, John Warren, how are you today?
Oh, my gosh, Ellen, what an introduction. How can I top that? What am I going
to
do? It's true, I don't. I am well. And yes, curiosity is important. Things evolve in this world. It is the most beautiful thing, and it's fundamental to what we talk about on this show, Ellen, is that things are emergent in the world, and we can direct at least part of the traffic that is our life. The part that's our life, we can direct, and we can learn to help it emerge in directions we want it to. And so, yeah, stay curious. Open up,
yeah.
Question things. Be open to it.
Intelligence, ask me.
Yeah, exactly. Intelligence. Curiosity is a sign of intelligence. Things evolve, and we all know the difference between what's good and what's right and what's wrong. We do, and it's in our gut. And anyway, so we are avoiding making our little speeches by making other little speeches. But I'm good. I'm glad it's Tuesday. I love this topic. It's a good one for me personally this week.
Me as well. It is for me. Yes, I didn't want to murder the King's English. It is for me as well. I am in agreement with you. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, today's topic is accepting and what a powerful thing that is or can be, not only with our manifestation, but in reducing the suffering in our lives. Now, it's a tricky word because accepting can imply submissiveness, lying down, kick me in the butt again. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a true acceptance where we look at what we are working toward accepting straight in the eye. We don't avoid it. We don't cover it up like a cat in a cat box. We look it right in the eye. Do I have to accept this? Can I change it? Is it in my control? Most things are not in your control. Nobody else on the planet is in your control. You're in control of you. I don't know about you, but for me, controlling me is a full-time job. I certainly don't have time to control you. So when I find myself trying to control you, I need to look that in the eye. Why am I trying to control you? What about this frightens me? What about this worries me? Well, I can give you advice if you ask. I can tell you what I see, hear, and feel if you ask. But more than that, no. I have to accept that you are on your path, and may it be a gloriously fulfilled and exciting path. But if it isn't, that is up to you, the reality you want to be in, same as it is for me and John and everybody else. So I accept that I cannot control anyone else. When I look around the world, there are a whole lot of things I'd like to control and fix and make different. Well, number one, my name is Ellen. It's not God. Number two, I can, to some degree, have an effect with prayer, meditation, treatment, that sense of race, mind, consciousness, group think that I can have some influence on by my own attitudes, by my own demonstrations, by my own thoughts and sending out good and positive vibes. But more than that, no, I can pray, treat, meditate, vote. I can do the very best I can today to do and say the next right thing. But a lot of it isn't in my control. The weather is not in my control. I have no control over the weather. So I can crab about it just like you do. Oh, my God, it's hot, or oh, my God, it's cold, or somewhere in between. Or if I don't see the sun pretty soon, I'm going to turn into a jellyfish. I can complain about it if I want to put the time into a complaint. But at the end of the day, I must accept that the weather is not in my control. What I do control is how I respond to the weather. Am I dressed properly? Do I have my slicker on when it's pouring rain? But I cannot control the weather, so I accept that because I don't want to invest my time in the dang weather. I want to invest my time into my own life and how can I make it better and what am I working on as far as manifestations and demonstrations and all that, and what can I do today to put a smile on your face? But I can't control a lot of things. So when I gaze around at the things that tend to get under my skin, I reduce my suffering by saying, okay, can I do anything about that? Nope, can't. I can do the most powerful thing, which is to pray, meditate, treat. But other than that, can I do anything about most things? No. So I look at what I can do. I accept that I can't do anything about A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But what can I do? Pray, meditate, vote, donate to charities or people that get food to other people, medicine, Doctors Without Borders, Amnesty International, food banks. I mean, you pick, but you can do something in that way to put into race, mind, consciousness a sense of connectivity with others and a sense of responsibility. If I've been blessed with some extra money this week, yeah, I should share that. And I'm going to. I tithe to some degree, my time, my money, whatever. So those are all things that I can do as I accept that this is how it is. And I will do what I can to change it, but I'm going to invest in what is in my control. So I accept that I am powerless over a lot. And then what happens? Ooh, all this energy and power comes right back to me because acceptance means I am not investing in that over there that I can't do anything about, but I am investing in the power given to me to co-create the reality I desire. I accept that I have tremendous power over my own life, not over yours. And so acceptance as a manifesting tool is really a net. And we cast it out there and we bring back all this energy that we're investing about that neighbor parked her car there again. Or I don't know why my mother-in-law can't just shut up about my spaghetti sauce. I can't control my mother-in-law. I don't want to. I go, okay, she's coming over for dinner. She's going to crab that I didn't put enough oregano in the spaghetti sauce. And I can get all in a twist if I want to, or I can say, oh, I'll have to try that next time and go about my business because I want that energy to come into where I really do want to put it, which is my own manifestations, my own affirmations, my own sense of empowerment comes from accepting that I am powerful within myself because Spirit says so and I believe Spirit and I feel it and I see it, and that I'm not wasting my time. Energy is money. If you look at it that way, if I dump a whole lot of money into underwater basket weaving classes, I've just thrown a bunch of money away. But if I invest my money in good solid things, then I'll get a return on my money. Same with energy. I'm not going to invest in drama and gossip and, oh, my God, I will on occasion. But usually I don't because I don't want to spend my money, my energy, that way. And I accept that within me is the power to be authentic, to speak my mind, you might have noticed, and to be honest, to the very best of my ability and to think outside the box. I accept that it is incumbent on me to do that if I want to evolve, and I do. I accept that I want to be more conscious today than I was yesterday. I accept that I have this power within me to treat, pray, meditate, do the next right thing, to choose. Choose, powerful word, to choose to do the next right thing and to accept that there's a whole lot I can't do anything about, so I'm not going to invest my energy in that. So as I move through my day, I try to remind myself that acceptance is a very powerful thing, very powerful. And when I'm in a situation, whether it's I'm in the grocery store and there are 40 people ahead of me and none of them have masks on, oh God, there she goes, no, I promise I won't. I make sure my mask is tight, and I accept I cannot put my energy into that person in front of me with a sneezing kid with no mask on. Oh, God, I can't. I can make sure I distance, make sure my mask is on, and that's what I can do. I accept I cannot control that other person, and I will do everything I can to rein that energy and that anger and that hurt that you don't care enough about me to protect me from disease. And say, okay, what can I do in this moment? I can take all that anger and hurt and frustration and, how come you don't get it, energy, and bring it right in with my net, my spiritual net, and bring it right into me and start thanking God that I'm healthy. It's God to me, spirit, universe, whatever you want to call it, divine love, divine intelligence. For me, it's God. So I say, thank you, God, for this moment that I have in my busy day while I'm waiting for my turn to thank you. Thank you for my health, my home, my family, my friends, my radio show, whatever. I can invest in gratitude as I accept that I can't do anything about that or that situation. I also think that acceptance is powerful because when I accept that I am powerful, here are the words, I am powerful, and it is incumbent on me to use that power for the betterment of myself and others. As I accept that, it becomes more real to me. It becomes a sense of energy within me that I can use to put on this screen from my projector a beautiful picture of what I want my life to be today. Why wouldn't I do that? Why would I waste all this time and energy and blah, blah, blah on things I can't do anything about? The people in the Ukraine, I'm worried about them. I don't want anything bad to happen to them or any soldier on the planet, for that matter. How much control do I have over that situation? It's interesting to talk about, and John and I do, and they're quite interesting conversations. I always learn a lot. Can I do anything about that? No, I'm going to pray for peace is what I'm going to do. I'm going to believe for peace, and I'm going to do everything I can to take that energy and spread it all over our beautiful planet and say peace. May peace reign. May the people in power come to their senses, etc. That's what I'm going to do with that energy because I accept I can't do anything about the Ukraine. But I take that energy and that concern, and I put it into my treatments. Thank you, God, for peace on earth. Thank you, God, that if there isn't peace on earth, that we'll all deal with it and we'll come together. Whatever your treatment or prayer is, that's what you do with that. You accept you have tremendous power to manifest what you want in your life. And that has a little trickle effect on other people's lives. I accept that I can become a raving female dog and go mad about something. And then I can take that energy and go, no, I'm not going to do that. I will if it's important. I'll stand up to you. We've had those conversations. But in general, I take that energy and I go, you know what? I'm going to use this in a powerful way. What can I do today to make my life better? And therefore, I'm a good example for you. Or what can I do today? What kind of treatment can I put over you like a loving umbrella to make your day better? What can I do today with my energy of acceptance that I can't control you? Put that back in my powerful being and turn it into something positive. Acceptance is not laying down like a dead dog. with your feet up in the air, God forbid. No, acceptance is wisdom. Acceptance is the power to use that energy in a positive, good way. And acceptance is also a phone call. Huh? Yes, phone call. Acceptance is a phone call to the God of your understanding. It is saying, you know what, I may have trouble accepting this, but I can say, God, can you help me toward acceptance? Because God will. You will get more acceptance, and you will use that in a powerful, creative way instead of, oh, there's nothing I can do about it, anything way. So think about it. Use the power of acceptance in your manifestations. I am a person who accepts that I have tremendous power, and I will use it with wisdom, with your help, God, Spirit, Universe. And I am out of time. Wow, I blabbed along, didn't I? You are listening to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. We're so glad you do. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you sure can. Go to our website, ellenhartwell.com. You can get in contact with John or with me through that website, ellenhartwell.com. Next week's topic is it. It's going to be fun,
what?
Too. It? Place to be. Okay, so John, I'm going to go mute. Let her rip, tater chip.
All right. All right, Ellen. It's a great topic for me personally, just because it's something I work on. You know, I like teachers that are a little distant. I think there's a place for people that are on a pedestal in us as we, for us as we grow, as long as we remember they're human too. But I also like teachers, and I hope that this is where I want to land goal-wise, who admit what they're what's happening in their lives and what they're going through, and then they can use that. This is, I think, where the great teachers all are, can use what they're working on, so to speak, you know, to sort of to teach and express as well on topics, especially around metaphysics, which is the topic of this show. I have to say, acceptance is something that it took me a long time to get to understand what it is that's important about this. And, you know, I got to tell you, it gets kicked around in 12-step programs all the time. I think in the book Alcoholics Anonymous, it's page 449, and it says, acceptance is the answer to all of our problems today. And then it goes on from there. And I've always had a hard time with that. I mean, I've always thought, well, is that true? Is that really true? And I will say this really quickly. I will cut to the chase before my 15 minutes is up and tell you the point, which is the answer to is that true is yes. But as Ellen unpacked in the first half of the show, that doesn't mean compliance when it's wrong to comply. It doesn't mean roll over and play dead. It doesn't mean you suddenly become a beta dog and you have to follow somebody over a cliff. That's not what acceptance is at all. Acceptance is starting where you are in reality, which is, and we say this over and over again, and that's why this was always difficult for me. I was thinking about this morning, and I mean this, why the concept of acceptance was difficult for me, because I didn't realize till much later, meaning much closer to where we are now, where I am now in the present, that acceptance was, this is exactly where we are right now. And that's the place, because I do understand this concept, that's the place where your power is. I totally understand intellectually the concept of my power as an engaged creator, meaning I am an expression of the thing that made me, which has the power of the universe behind me, so I have a bit of that, and it's expressing itself right now as John Warren, and I can further develop my consciousness to zero in on that expression and bring things into my experience that I want and play manifestation games and really have fun. All of that's true. Where do you do that? In the present. So acceptance is, and when I look at it from this angle, I understand it. This is exactly what's happening right now. And the things that bothered me in the past are exactly what happened to them, and I accept them. I don't try to rework them. I don't try to change them. But then I will include this. Are there things in the past that I did and other people did that made me sad, that make me sad to this day? Absolutely. So I accept that too. It all becomes part of the stew that I'm going to use to create what's happening. I'm going to mix metaphors like crazy. I can feel it. I don't want to use stew. I want to use laser. It all becomes part of the power that I can throw into the laser that I am focusing in the now, in the present. And this is hard, and I think it takes – well, I'm not going to affirm that it's hard. I will say it has been a journey for me, and I accept that journey because – and I say this over and over again, and I think it's worth repeating on this show, is people come to metaphysics almost always, not always, but almost always because they are in some sort of pain and they want to change the pain because they do not have something that they think that they need or want and they want to get it. Then it doesn't matter what version of metaphysics you come to, and mostly that's mostly true of religion in general, but I know in terms of New Thought and metaphysics is absolutely true. Whether you're going to a religious science church or you're going to an Abraham Hicks seminar or you're listening to this show, there's something that you feel you're going to get out of this because there's some place in your mind that you think needs to be filled in or there's something that you want. That's it. It is as simple as that. There's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, up to and including the greatest teachers that have ever lived. They started with, I want. I want to demonstrate that life is eternal. I don't know if that's what Jesus decided before he incarnated, but that was the result. I want to help people to understand their suffering. Do I think the Buddha, at some point, that was articulated, and that's what he spent his life doing. Let us see about suffering. Let us see how we can help people get to the other side of it. And both of those are the greatest teachers, in my estimation, that ever lived. And they started with an I want. So you come with an I want. And that actually has been difficult for me to get to the point where I understand acceptance as the place where all my power is in the present. Because if you want something that hasn't happened yet, you are by definition living, you know, you're thinking about the future. So the needle, the thread here, ladies and gentlemen, and is to understand that you're starting in the present and that you're evolving into that future. And it's an interesting needle to thread because in that understanding, and here's the trick of all of it. I mean, say this, you can turn off the radio show now. Here's the trick of all of it. Understanding that when you accept where you are in the present and you are utilizing all of the power of all of your consciousness in this present, because you're not, if you're in the past, dwelling in the past, or you're living in a fantasy future that isn't quite in dimension, in three dimensions yet, hasn't materialized in consensual reality yet. It has materialized. It's already there. It just hasn't materialized in consensual reality. It's not in your life yet. If you're in that future or in a pain or in any sort of past, even fake nostalgia or real nostalgia even, you're not in the power of the present. You haven't accepted all of it. But here's the trick of the whole thing. You have to understand that what it is that you are focused on when you are accepting everything that's happened now and you want something else, and you want something more, and you're still manifesting your life, is to understand that it's already done. And that's, to me, the biggest thing to accept in all of this, is that when you say, I am a person who is in a happy, healthy relationship with fill in the blank. I am a person who lives in this, blah, blah, blah. When you are there to accept, and here's, this is black belt metaphysics, because I am still working on this and I have to remind myself of this every day. It's done. It's done. Go, okay, that's already done. And now, and if you accept that as a piece of reality, like, oh, I already have that. I already have the perfect relationship. It's already here. Even though everything that has led up to this moment, and I've said this before on this show, the present is really loud. It's loud. It's in your face. It's where all your power is if you are grounded. But stuff that you – what you're looking at, ladies and gentlemen, everything in your life right now is spirit spent. It's spirit that's already materialized. Except that when you ask for it, it is done. And all you're doing is moving yourself into the space where it naturally would appear, and I mean psychologically, mentally, what you say yourself, how you treat yourself, who you are, you're a person who lives in constant financial supply and you're at ease with money, it's probably unlikely that you're walking around with your butt hanging out, scratching your butt. And it's probably, maybe, but it's probably, it's more probable that you are a person whose posture suddenly changes, that you are in the present right now with that. And accept that's who you are, too. Accept it. Now, the other aspect of this, I'm glancing at my computer right now, 25 after. So in addition to accept that it's already done, oh, that's already done, and move into the space where it's already done. If you want to live in Italy, start enjoying thinking in Italian in your head. And I mean that. I mean, it's a really sort of weird, awkward expression. But if you want to be just a happy person no matter where you are, then, and you're not right now, then just put a smile on your face. And I mean it. Put a smile on your face. Start looking at funny SNL skits. And see, you'll become that happy person. And it will, then the world will manifest. The world has no choice but to manifest after that for you. Now, what I want to say quickly about accepting stuff that seems unacceptable, and I'm just going to get right to the point and say this, I think it's a practice. I had a hard time with one of my parents for a very long extended period of my life. Not only do I accept that it took me that long to get to the point where I could accept that parent, and I'm still working on it a little bit, not bad at all anymore, but accept that that's who they were. And that's what happened. And these are the things. And I absolutely accept it. Did it make it okay? No, it doesn't make it okay. But it does, when I say accept that this is the reality that happened. And I acknowledge that. My sister and my father passed away very close together a couple of years ago. And it took me a while to get to what that could possibly be. And when the moment I got out of my ego, and I mean the moment, I actually went, oh, okay, people are doing things in their souls and their spirits that may or may not have anything to do with me, and I can accept that completely. And I let go of them both, and I let go of the pain of that. I miss them both, but, you know, I haven't let go of my affection for them in my life and my love for my sister and my father, but I've let go of the pain of it. I've accepted that they, for whatever reason, decided to leave around the same time. It wasn't necessarily about me. And I think that takes practice. It is. It's spiritual fitness. I don't think we wake up one day and go, I accept everything that went wrong in my life, period. Sometimes we rehash it. Sometimes I bite my nails and go, rawr. And then I remind myself, because you know what? It's practice. It's like going to the gym or playing the piano. You get better when you practice it. Like, oh, I'm going to surrender that and accept that it's true. You aren't here to be perfect, ladies and gentlemen. You really aren't. You already are perfect. So there's no point in actually trying to be perfect. Not because you're not perfect or there's anything wrong with that, because you already are perfect. What you're doing is becoming who you are. And accept that reality. That's a huge one. What you're doing here, and I don't care if you're trying or not, but if you're listening to this show, you're automatically by definition trying. But you know people who are totally unconscious. Turn on the news at any random moment in the 24-hour day. You will see unconscious people doing things out of their suffering. Accept that you're not one of them and accept that they are doing that, because here's what it is. And I thought of this morning and I wrote it down and I thought I'm going to work it into my spiel today. We are not actually here to overcome anything. We are here to expand ourselves. It is not your job to constantly be in the process of overcoming something. Accept what happened. Own it. Allow it. And if you can't today, say, I forgive my – accept the fact that you can't accept it today. And tomorrow it will be a little bit easier, maybe a millimeter easier. And eventually you're going to get there. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to be free. You're going to be free of one more thing. And the moment you are free of that one more thing, you have expanded into something greater that is you. That's what you're doing here. You're expanding into yourself. That's what you're doing here. You're expanding into yourself. And along the way, you get to create stuff like new houses and cool girlfriends and $1 million and happiness and joy and cool pets that love you. What you're doing here is expanding into yourselves. Accept that essential reality. And the rest will follow. You can practice with the painful stuff. Just practice. That's it.
That is true. We're going to get cut off. Fabulous, John. And let your lives rip, tater chips.